Hello, you're listening to Robert Shepherd on English Waves, and it's time for more famous French. We're now going to focus on the patroness of illness, people ridiculed for their piety, poverty, shepherds, shepherdesses, and lured in France. She is Saint Bernadette. She was born Bernadette Soubirous in Lourdes on 7th of January 1844 and was the first of 9 children. As a toddler, Bernadette contracted cholera and suffered extreme asthma. Unfortunately, she lived the rest of her life in poor health. However, it was on Thursday, 11th February 1858, when the 14-year-old Bernadette's life was forever altered. She was sent with her younger sister and a friend to gather firewood, when a very beautiful lady appeared to her above a rose bush in a grotto called Massabielle. The lady wore blue and white and smiled at Bernadette before making the sign of the cross with a rosary of ivory and gold. The young Bernadette fell to her knees, took out her own rosary, and prayed. Bernadette later described the woman as a small young lady, and while her sister and friend claimed they were unable to see her, Bernadette was convinced the lady was real. 3 days later, Bernadette, her sister Marie, and other girls returned to the grotto, where Bernadette immediately knelt, saying she could see the lady again. She fell into a trance, and one girl threw holy water in the lady's direction, while another threw a rock that shattered on the ground. It was then that the apparition disappeared. On 18th February, Bernadette said the vision asked her to return to the grotto each day for a fortnight. With each visit, Bernadette saw the Virgin Mary, and the period of daily visions became known as La Quinzaine Sacrée, or Holy Fortnight. Although Bernadette knew that visiting the grotto was the right thing to do, her parents were embarrassed and attempted to stop her, but were unable to do so. On 25th February, Bernadette claimed to have had the most incredible vision of all. The vision told her to drink of the water of the spring, to wash in it, and to eat the herb that grew there as an act of penance. The next day, the grotto's muddy waters had been cleared and fresh clear water flowed. On 2nd of March, which marked the 13th apparition, Bernadette told her family the lady said a chapel should be built and a procession formed. During her 16th vision, the lady said she was the Immaculate Conception. Though many people believed she had been seeing the Virgin Mary, Bernadette's story created tension in her hometown. While many believed she was telling the truth, others believed she had a mental illness and demanded she be put in a mental asylum. Bernadette was rigorously interviewed by church authorities and the French government, and by 1862 they confirmed she spoke the truth. Since Bernadette first caused the spring to produce clean water, some 69 cures have been verified by the Lourdes Medical Bureau, and after what the church claimed were extremely rigorous scientific and medical examinations, no one was able to explain what caused the cures. Bernadette later requested the building of a chapel at the site of her visions, and the sanctuary of Our Lady of Lourdes is now one of the major Catholic pilgrimage sites in the world. Many other chapels and churches have been built around it, including the Basilica of St. Pius X, which can accommodate 25,000 people, and was dedicated by the future Pope John XXIII when he was the papal nuncio to France. Despite her achievements, Bernadette hated the attention and so decided to take on a low-key role working with nuns. However, she was diagnosed with tuberculosis of the bone in her right knee and was unable to take part in convent life. She died in the infirmary of the convent of Saint-Gilda at the age of 35 on 16th of April 1879 while praying the Holy Rosary. Bernadette was buried in a small chapel dedicated to Saint Joseph, which was within the confines of the convent. However, 30 years later, 2 doctors and a sister of the community exhumed her body, and they claimed the crucifix and rosary she carried had been oxidized, but her body remained incorrupt. The incorruption was cited as one of the miracles supporting her canonization. She was beatified in 1925 and canonized by Pope Pius XI in December 1933. Stay tuned to English Waves.